Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called How to Build a Hustle That Doesn't Compete with Your Job. Now let's dive in. Here's something that might surprise you. 73% of side hustlers quit within 6 months because they pick fights they can't win. They're competing directly with their day job for time, energy, and mental bandwidth. But what if I told you the secret isn't finding more time, it's finding the right energy? Let me introduce you to what I call the energy audit method. Most people schedule their hustle around available time slots, but that's backwards thinking. Instead, map your energy patterns across a typical week. When are you sharp versus when are you completely drained? Choose hustle activities that match your natural rhythms. If you're mentally fried after a 10-hour workday, don't try writing your business plan at 8 p.m. Pick physical or creative tasks for those evening hours instead. Here's the second piece, the skill transfer framework. Identify three core skills from your day job that transfer to your side hustle. This creates massive efficiency because you're leveraging existing expertise instead of learning from zero. But here's the key. Focus on complementary skills that enhance both roles rather than duplicate them. Let me tell you about Sarah, a marketing manager at a tech company who struggled with her restaurant review blog. Initially, she tried writing detailed reviews after those grueling workdays and burned out fast. Sound familiar? Then Sarah switched strategies. She used lunch breaks for restaurant visits and Sunday mornings for batch writing. She applied her day job's content calendar skills to plan posts monthly. Today, she earns $2,000 per month because she stopped fighting her day job and started partnering with it. Here's your actionable takeaway. I call it the 48-hour challenge. Track your energy levels every 2 hours for the next 48 hours on a scale of 1 to 10. Identify your top three energy peaks and bottom three valleys, then match potential side hustle tasks to each energy level. High energy gets strategy, client calls, and content creation. Medium energy handles admin, research, and planning. Low energy tackles passive tasks, learning, and organizing. This creates your personalized hustle schedule that flows with your natural rhythms. The best side hustles don't compete with your life, they complete it. When you stop fighting your schedule and start designing around it, you build something sustainable. Thanks for tuning into The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.